Where did each element come from? Let me just run through it. Trick or treat. The modern custom of trick or treat began in Ireland. Again, this is quoting, let me see, where is that? Number 7, that's The Holidays of Legends by Mildred Arthur, another secular book. Whenever you do this, it's good not to use Christian books. Because they say, oh, you know, they don't like anything. You know, they're against the flat earth people. We're the round earth people, by the way. But the modern custom of trick-or-treat began in Ireland hundreds of years ago. A group of farmers went from house to house begging food for village Halloween festivities. By the way, Ireland is connected to where the Druids lived in the British Isles. So, I mean, it's all contemporaneous. And in the name of their ancient gods, good luck was promised to generous donors. And threats were made against those who wouldn't give. Thus, these ancient pagan traditions continue today, as youngsters masquerading as ghosts, skeletons, and demons go trick or treating, begging in a sense for food while promising to refrain from evil deeds. I remember what we used to do. We used to smash their pumpkin if they didn't give us a good thing in our bag. We'd step on it. I mean, you guys were probably much more civil than our gang, but we would go down the alley where we lived and smash pumpkins if they didn't give us candy bars. If they gave us something like a carrot, we didn't like carrots. We wanted candy. We'll have to edit that part of the tape. That's a confession. We don't want that. No. October 31st. Where did that come from, that element? Well, it was the Celts who set the date on the 31st as their New Year's Eve. They originally intended it as a celebration of everything wicked, evil, and dead. During their celebration, they would gather around a community bonfire and offer as sacrifices their animals, their crops, and sometimes members of their community. There was human sacrifice involved. They would wear costumes made from heads and body parts of animals. I mean, this costume thing, everything we have goes back. You know, the ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Do you know what that was? That was a little ditty from the Black Death. And they used to think if they kept rose petals in their pockets in Europe in the Middle Ages that they wouldn't die of the Black Death. But they did, and that's where we all fall down. And there's so many other stories. Everything that comes to us today, you can follow a trail back to see where it came from. It either comes from paganism or it is something that the Lord has initiated. And Halloween we see as a pagan deal. So the costumes were, they would actually dismember animals and wear them. And as they wore these heads and body parts, they would tell one another a prophetic fortune of the next year as they would be covered with the blood and dancing around the fire. So, I mean, the whole night is not good. And this celebration, by the way, remained the same after the Romans conquered the Celts. Now, the Roman conquest, if you know, is from the 8th century BC. They were done conquering by the 5th century AD, so as Rome was expanding upward, remember, Caesar conquered Gaul in the 30s or 40s BC, and so they kept on going up to the Celtic people after that. And if you remember, by the time of Hadrian, they had gotten to the top of Hadrian's Wall in the British Isles. And so by 43 AD, the Celts were conquered by the Romans, and the Romans enjoyed this holiday, this wearing body parts holiday, and they honored their goddess of fruit and trees, and thus the Romans added apples and bobbing for apples because of the fruit tree gods that they wanted to bless their crops up in that part of the empire. So that's where the apple bobbing came from. The jack-o'-lantern, you know, the pumpkin deal. The lighted pumpkin's face, or jack-o'-lanterns, is an ancient symbol of a damned soul. That's why they're, you know, those teeth, and they're not supposed to be too happy-looking. Jack-o'-lanterns were named for a man called Jack who could not enter heaven or hell. As a result, he was doomed to wander in darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day. And that's according to the World Book Encyclopedia, the 1977 edition. Also, fearful of spooks, people began hollowing out turnips and pumpkins and placing a lighted candle in them to scare away demons.